HQ presents Blackwood Women by Michael Stewart. Read by Leisha Sweeney. England, 1649. 1649 was a pivotal year in English and Irish history. On January 4th, King Charles I was charged with high treason for pursuing his personal interests rather than the good of England. He was found guilty on the 27th and beheaded outside the banqueting house in the Palace of Whitehall 3 days later. A republican government was formed. In March, the House of Lords was abolished, and in May, an act declaring England to be a Commonwealth was passed by the Rump Parliament. With a renewed sense of power, Oliver Cromwell invaded Ireland in August, and his conquest began. By September, Cromwell had executed the last of the original 2,550 Irish Catholic defenders and their leader. The year ended with Cromwell returning from Ireland, having slain 50,000 innocent men, women, and children, and deported many more, who were sent as slaves to the West Indies. England was torn in two, with royalists on one side and parliamentarians on the other. This division formed the core of our identity. Father fought son, daughter fought mother, as they took up arms against each other. Amidst this turmoil and calamity, radical groups and dissent fermented. The Levellers, the Diggers, the Ranters, the Fifth Monarchists, the Quakers, all proposed new ways to reshape society. Members of the Family of Love believed that heaven and hell were to be found on earth. The established church was attacked, altars desecrated, rails ripped off, statues destroyed, crosses broken. Patches of England were in a state of chaos, with no firm grip on power. During this time, there was a great overturning and questioning of the status quo. Old beliefs and values were challenged. The old world was running up like parchment in the fire. Anything seemed possible. Nothing was certain. And the old ways were turned upside down. During this chaos, innocent women were accused of witchcraft, hunted, and hanged. Most lawless of all was the North Country, the darkest corner of the land, where thousands of outlaws lurked, people who were servants to no one. In particular, the Yorkshire Fens, inhabited by water gypsies who were left to fend for themselves, and no laws were enforced. 1649 was also a year of disastrous harvests. Food prices rose steeply, and wages lagged badly behind. People had to choose whether they ate or kept warm. Some starved to death. Roguery and villainy thrived. Many got away with murder. Folk feared to travel because of the threat of robbers. The rich lived in terror in their houses. Servant rose against his master, the tenant against his landlord, and the buyer against the seller. But this book is not that story. This book is about the last wolf in England, of the men who put a price on its head, and the women who tried to save it. Part 1. Blood Wolf Moon. Yorkshire, England, 1649. The sun is retreating from Lodeen. Leaves have fallen to the ground and carpet the forest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?